soldiers can attest to the fact that the appearance of decorum on and off the battlefield is an important standard. Now, in Britain, Her Majesty's Foot Guards may soon have a changing of the hat ceremony. The British Army will replace the tall bearskin hats that foot guards wear with something more animal-friendly. The smooth pelt from Canada's black bear has been used in the hats for nearly 300 years. Colonel Peter Dick Peter joins us from London. Colonel, thanks very much for being with us.
Hi, Scott.
And what kind of material are you looking for?
We're looking for anything which will stand up to the British weather conditions, which is probably some of the most testing in the world.
You mean rain?
I mean rain, I mean sun, I mean wind, I mean static electricity in central London, I mean all sorts of things which have strange effects on artificial fibres.
Is static cling a consideration?
Well, it is. We've found that in certain electrostatic conditions, artificial hair stands up on end and looks as if somebody just had a real fright. And they just don't look or react right in different conditions.
The bearskin's extremely durable, I'm told, too.
Oh, they last. I mean, some people hand them down from, you know, great-grandfather. It's actually not the bear that tends to wear out. It's more often the frame, which is made of bamboo, which wears out. But a new frame can be made, and you can reuse the bearskin cap. I have to point out, too, the black bear, which we're talking about, because there's an overpopulation in Canada, we get ours from Canada. You'll see that our 100 a year is a mere tiny drop in the ocean.
Foot guards have been wearing these hats since the Battle of Waterloo, I guess.
Yeah, foot guards beat the French Imperial Guard, and as a result of that, was given the honour of wearing the bearskin caps of the soldiers they'd beaten.
Colonel, have you seen any kind of substance that's a promising replacement so far?
No, is the answer. We've trialled a number, but none of them have been able to do the job. There's always been something seriously wrong with them.
Has anybody proposed replacing the bearskin caps with, let's say, a number 7 Manchester United Dave Beckham cap?
Not until you have, Scott. No, they haven't, and there would be considerable resistance to breaking with tradition in that manner. I think we all would have to admit that one of the images which represents London is the guardsman in his scarlet jacket and bearskin cap.
Where are you speaking from, Colonel?
I'm speaking from Horse Guards, which was actually Wellington's headquarters when he commanded the army. And that's on the edge of Horse Guards Parade at the other end of St. James's Park. There is Buckingham Palace. So I can look out of the windows and see Buckingham Palace in the distance over this rather lovely park.
Well, Colonel, thanks for being with us, sir.
Not at all. It's been a delight talking to you, Scott.
Nice to know you guys in those big, tall hats can actually talk. Colonel Peter Dick Peter speaking with us from the Horse Guards in London.